IUL versus annuity. Which solves the tax-free income problem? By Ryan Richardson, Lightstrats. Both promise retirement income. An annuity hands the carrier your money in exchange for a payout, and the gains come out taxed, LIFO. For tax-free retirement income, a properly structured IUL usually beats an annuity. An annuity trades your lump sum to the carrier for income taxed as it comes out, while a max-funded IUL keeps your money compounding, pays you tax-free income through policy loans, and still leaves a death benefit. An annuity fits best when a guaranteed income floor matters more than control, growth, or legacy. If you're comparing an IUL versus annuity for retirement income, here's the short answer. Both can produce income, but they do it in completely different ways. An annuity trades your money to the insurance company in exchange for a payout. An indexed universal life insurance policy keeps your money working inside the policy while you pull income from it. One gives up control to get income. The other keeps control and still gets income. The difference matters more than most people realize, and it comes down to who owns the money once you hand it over. Annuities work. They just have a catch. Annuities aren't bad products. For someone who wants a guaranteed income floor and has zero interest in managing anything, a fixed or indexed annuity can make sense. The insurance company takes your lump sum, promises a payout, and handles the rest. Here's the thing, though. When annuity income comes out, it's taxed as ordinary income under LIFO, last in, first out. The gains come out first, and you pay income tax on every dollar of gain before you start touching principal. Put $300,000 into an annuity and it grows to $500,000. You're paying income taxes on that $200,000 in gains as it comes out. The other catch, once that money goes into most annuities, you don't control it anymore. You can't borrow against it and invest elsewhere. You can't pass the full value to your kids without surrender charges or reduced benefits. You gave the money to the carrier to get the income. That stat matters here because the comparison between IUL and annuity only holds up when we're talking about a properly structured IUL. Most people who had a bad experience with an IUL got one that was built for the agent's commission, not for cash value. That's a different animal entirely. How a max-funded IUL actually produces tax-free income. A max-funded, minimum death benefit IUL has one goal. Get as much cash into the policy as possible and buy as little death benefit as the IRS allows. The death benefit is a legal requirement, not the purpose. The purpose is cash value. The cash value inside the policy grows linked to a market index, with a floor of 0% so you don't lose money when the market drops, and a cap that limits the upside. Historically, credited rates have ranged between 6 and 8% depending on the carrier and the index. When you want income in retirement, you don't withdraw the cash value. You take a policy loan against it. That loan comes out tax-free because it's technically a loan, not a distribution. And here's what makes this worth paying attention to. The cash value you borrowed against keeps earning inside the policy as if you never touched it. Your dollars never stop compounding because they never leave. That's the double-dipping concept. The policy earns 6 to 8% on the full cash value. The policy loan costs around 4 to 5% on what you borrowed. You pocket the spread, tax-free, for the rest of your life. Compare that to the annuity. You handed the carrier your $500,000. It grew, and now you're paying ordinary income tax rates on the gains as they come out. The IUL keeps your $500,000 earning, loans against it for income, and eventually passes whatever is left to your heirs as a death benefit, income tax-free. The end not or question. For the right client, this isn't a choice between an annuity or an IUL. It can be both, built for different jobs. An annuity can provide a guaranteed income floor, the amount you need to cover fixed expenses no matter what. A properly structured IUL can sit on top of that and produce the flexible, tax-free income you use to actually live. Different tools, different jobs. But if someone is forcing you to pick one vehicle to do everything, the max-funded IUL has more levers. You keep control of the cash. You can borrow against it and invest in real estate or a business without liquidating anything. You still leave a legacy. The annuity does one thing and hands over the controls. For more on how IUL compares against another common alternative, read IUL versus whole life. What's the actual difference? Receipts, comparing the two side by side. Factor indexed annuity max funded IUL tax treatment on gains taxable on withdrawal, LIFO, tax-free via policy loans control of principal transferred, to carrier stays in your policy death benefit limited or reduced full cash value plus DB, to heirs borrowing flexibility none, in most cases borrow against CV. Keep earning downside protection varies by product 0% floor. No market loss legacy varies. Often reduced income tax-free to beneficiaries. Before you compare any two products, check these boxes. Is the IUL Max funded with minimum death benefit? If not, the comparison is unfair to IUL. What is the carrier's track record on rate integrity? Cap rates that drop every few years kill the strategy. Are you looking at income or balance? A properly structured IUL competing with a taxable vehicle should be compared on after-tax income, not account balance. Does the annuity have surrender charges that lock up your money for 7 to 10 years? What is the agent's incentive structure? An agent who earns more by pushing one product over another is not giving you neutral advice. Frequently asked questions. Is an IUL better than an annuity for retirement income? For someone who wants tax-free income, borrowing flexibility, and a legacy, a properly structured IUL generally has more to offer than a traditional annuity. Annuities trade control for guarantees. IUL lets you keep control and still generate income. The right answer depends on your goals and cash flow situation. Why is annuity income taxable, but IUL loans are not? Annuity withdrawals trigger ordinary income tax on gains under LIFO rules. Policy loans from an IUL are not taxable because you're borrowing against your cash value, not withdrawing it. The IRS treats them differently. That distinction can mean tens of thousands of dollars in tax savings over a 20 to 30 year retirement. Are IULs a scam? Bad structure by bad agents is the scam. A max funded, minimum death benefit IUL with a carrier that has demonstrated rate integrity performs exactly as designed. The problem in the industry is that at least 95% of IULs are not structured correctly, usually because the agent built for commission instead of cash value. Structure and advisor selection are everything. What does max funded mean in an IUL? Max funded means you're putting in the maximum premium the IRS allows without the policy converting to a modified endowment contract. More premium relative to the death benefit means more cash value, which is the whole point. If an agent didn't mention the MEC limit or minimum death benefit, that's an IUL agent red flag. Can I use both an annuity and an IUL? Yes, they can work together. An annuity can guarantee a baseline income floor, while a max-funded IUL provides tax-free flexible income on top of it. That's an and-not or setup, where both tools do a specific job rather than one vehicle trying to do everything. If you want to see how this plays out with your actual numbers, book a strategy call, and we'll walk through a side-by-side comparison built for your situation. This has been a LightStrats article, narrated. To talk through how any of this applies to your own money, book a strategy call at lightstrats.com.